Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, are interest rates going up again this week? Mortgage holders might have hoped to escape another increase, but we'll hear why it now seems likely. Brian O'Connell has been finding out about the problems caused by delays in driving tests, courage and resilience in the face of the Russian invaders. Andrew Harding's new book tells us the tale of one Ukrainian village. It's so bad, but you just can't stop watching it. Why do we stick with a TV series when it's clearly absolutely terrible? Consultant dermatologist Rosemary Coleman will be with us later today, and she's talking about the skin on your hands. So from your nails to your wrists, if you've got a question on any of it, text us now, 51551. You can also get in touch in relation to anything you're going to hear over the next 2 hours, or email us todaycb@rte.ie. Now, we start this morning with French prosecutors who've opened an investigation after an Irish rugby supporter claimed she was raped in Bordeaux at the start of the World Cup hosted by France. The alleged incident happened late on Saturday in the wake of Ireland's victory over Romania in the southwestern city. In a moment, we'll hear from Nolene Blackwell, who's CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. But first, I'm joined by Paris-based journalist Peter Allen. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Claire.
And thank you for joining us. So tell us a little more about the allegations that have been made.
Well, I've spoken to Bordeaux prosecutors within the last 20 minutes, and they've confirmed that these allegations made by a 37-year-old Irish woman, who, of course, has the legal right to anonymity, form the basis of their inquiries at the moment. Judicial police are looking at a very lengthy witness statement, which was made on Monday morning, and it effectively says she was attacked on Saturday night, as you say, after attending the Ireland rugby team's victory against Romania in the World Cup. She was in the centre of the city, in an area packed with bars and restaurants, when she was allegedly approached by three unidentified men. She was briefly forced into a car with them, according to her statement, and then ended up in a side street where this alleged rape took place. I can tell you, Claire, that the prosecutors have said they have not found any witnesses in the district so far. They're still looking for anybody who may have seen this woman or the three men. But they are going through a lot of CCTV images around this area. It's quite well covered by CCTV. So that will be a very, very important part of the investigation. Mm-hmm. The victim was went to Bordeaux University Hospital on Sunday. She's still in France, and she's not only been spoken to by local police, but also Gardaí, who are in France with the thousands of Ireland rugby supporters who are here for the World Cup, Claire.
But they have said, Peter, in a statement, the Gardaí, that despite the fact that they've spoken to the woman, this is solely a matter for the French police, isn't it?
Absolutely right. According to the French judicial system, only the French can investigate crimes on their own territory. But of course, the Gardaí will be very useful in purely practical terms, not least of all, they're able to speak to her in English. That sounds very, very basic. But the French police don't have a great record sometimes in speaking to crime victims in their own language. So that's very, very important. And of course, they'll be able to get in touch with friends of hers, relatives and the like. So they can be very, very useful, but they play no part whatsoever in the criminal inquiry.
And there are lots of rugby fans in France now, and there will be in the coming weeks, Peter, for the World Cup. Is this casting a cloud over the games or over the tournament?
Absolutely. I mean, these kind of incidents are always terrible when you have huge amounts of fans. Irish fans have a wonderful reputation in France, often over here for rugby matches. And indeed, Ireland football fans have a fantastic reputation in France. So when something like this happens and there's an allegations of criminality against them, it's extremely sad. Ireland's next two games up here in Paris, and people are massively looking forward to seeing the Ireland fans here. And one would hope that this matter can all be investigated properly and those allegedly responsible can be brought to justice.
And that conversation you had with French prosecutors in the last 20 minutes or so, Peter, did you get the sense that they're taking this very seriously?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it at all. There's an extremely compelling witness statement, they tell me. It's very detailed. It's very, very precise. And there's absolutely no doubt that something pretty horrendous happened. But of course, they have to look into evidence that can stand up in court. And crucially, a manhunt is underway. And the three people responsible, they're described as white Caucasians. That's all we know about them at the moment. Apart from one, is also described as being extremely athletic and well-built. That's about the only description we've had so far. But one would hope that in the next few hours, maybe next few days, we'll get some more detailed description. I'm sure that the alleged victim will be helping to provide a photo fit, for example, of the men she saw. And again, crucially, CCTV may well appear soon. So a lot of work to be done. But again, this very, very disturbing allegation is being taken very seriously indeed.
All right, Peter, thank you very much for that update. Peter Allen there, Paris-based journalist. And I'm also joined on the line by the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell. Nolene, thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is very distressing, obviously, to hear about this allegation. Your own response to it and your response to what you're hearing about the investigation.
Yeah, so first of all, just huge sympathy to the victim of this awful crime and who not only had to deal with the crime and the aftermath of it, but also the fact of having to kind of make this very detailed witness statement along the way as well, reliving it all. I hope she is well and I hope she has the support that she needs. It's tough enough when rape and sexual assault happen anywhere. It's harder when you're away from home, when you're in a different system. And in some ways, I just do think it's like that protocol that's there that has a couple of Gardaí over there as well who can make the link between French police and the victim so that she can give her witness statement with people who know how she speaks. That hopefully will be very useful indeed. Again, the key things are if she has support over there to make sure that that the people who are supporting her are with her, are able to just understand the level of shock and horror that comes with rape and sexual assault and help her to deal with it. Mm-hmm. In terms of going into a different system, the French system is very different to our own, Claire. We would still say, though, that we run the National 24-Hour Helpline. And on that helpline, we get people regularly phoning in from abroad, not necessarily looking to know what we know about another system abroad, but just looking for help for themselves. As one of my helpline team said this morning, being with them there in the moment and maybe arranging that they'll go and get help wherever they need it when they come home.
And what about the
French system?
The Department of Foreign Affairs and their involvement, because it's very clear that while the Gardaí are there, and I'm sure it's a great support to this person that the Gardaí are there, as you've said, they can't really get involved. They can't get involved in this investigation.
No.
It's for the French authorities to do that. But what about the role of the department in all of this?
And it really is. I just after hearing about that, I looked up their page for services for Irish people overseas, and they have a specific section for victims of crime. And even within that, they have a very specific section dealing with rape and sexual assault. And it's really good to see the level at which they are saying to people who are abroad, who don't understand the system, do contact us. Your information will be kept confidential. We won't be judging you. We do know that attitudes to rape and sexual assault are different in different parts of the world, but contact us, and they have their office in Paris. I'm sure they have links wherever there are Irish matches over the time of this World Cup. And they really do provide a great service. And even before their consular people go out, they take training from us in the Rape Crisis Centre about the impact of rape and sexual assault on people. So I'm really impressed when I look at the level of help that the Department of Foreign Affairs offer to citizens abroad. There are things they can't do, like they won't be able to investigate the crime or formally recommend lawyers, but they do say they can help with local police and medical authorities. They do say they can contact family, and they can even put people in touch with counselling services where they are available.
And Nolene, I don't know how familiar you are with the French system, but would you expect that it would be quite similar to here once the initial police investigation has been completed?
Well, actually, we would have a number of people who would contact us who are going through or have been through the French system, and it's not like ours. It is a whole different system of law and a very different way of approaching it. They have what they call an inquisitorial system in France, Claire, where there's kind of a questioning happens at an earlier stage but can go on for longer. I could not say how long, obviously, this case will take, but it is not necessarily the case that in France it's going to be quicker or less complicated than it is in Ireland. So it could be that it is a complex process, but there are people who can help. There are victims of crime associations and victims of rape and sexual assault associations in France as well. The police now, the local Gardaí, having that knowledge of it, should be able to help even after the victim comes home. And as I say, the consular services are just there and will be familiar with the system. Look, the investigation could take a good while. It could be the trial could take a while. It could take a good while. That can be the same here. But at least there is it's started. And all you can hope for is that everybody will proceed quickly and that the victim will be able to mind herself and heal quickly.
OK, well, Nolene, thank you very much for explaining all of that to us. And I know when we talk about these things, it can raise very many issues for people. And so I'd like to give you the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre helpline phone number. It's 1-800-77-8888. That's 1-800-77-8888. And if you wish, you can go to rte.ie/helplines for more information. Now, coming up next, we're going to be hearing from Brian O'Connell, who has figures released to him on just how long people are waiting around the country for a driving test and why there are such delays.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.